To the right of the cathedral, the former Bishop's Palace is now home to Troyes Museum of Modern Art. The existence of the palace can be traced back to the 12th century, as illustrated by a Romanesque window discovered during its restoration. Major embellishment works were carried out from the 15th century, and a wing was added in the 17th century. Before you enter the courtyard, where there's a venerable, majestic lime tree brought back from the Vatican in 1870, you'll go through a gate decorated with the coat of arms of a bishop of Troyes. The courtyard is surrounded by buildings overlooked by the imposing outline of the cathedral. The bishop's residence was at the far end. The right-hand wing stands out for its champagne-checkered pattern, alternating red brick and white chalk, typical of local architecture. Go across the corridor that leads to the museum entrance, and you'll come to a beautiful French-style garden scattered with modern sculptures from the Georges Pompidou Centre in Paris. Troyes Museum of Modern Art was born in 1982. It contains over 2,000 works and has one of the finest and most eclectic collections in France. A mix of paintings, drawings, sculptures, glassware, ceramics, and works of art from Africa and the Pacific. The collection comes from a donation by a major clothing manufacturer and enlightened art lover from Troyes, Pierre Lévy, and his wife Denise. Pierre Lévy was chief executive of the International Devan Les Recoins Company, which makes Lacoste clothing and still has production units in Troyes. The paintings on show are an extraordinary reflection of major painting trends between the 1850s and the 1950s, a fertile period for all kinds of research and exploration: realism, neo-imperialism, pointillism, nabi, fauvism, post-cubism, the Paris School, abstraction, and miserabilism. You'll find all the great names here: the Daumier, Degas, Courbet, Gauguin, Derain, Braque, Vlaminck, Modigliani, Balthus, Buffet, Dufy, Van Dongen, and many others. The many people who have visited the museum have come out literally bowled over and have become its ambassadors in the four corners of the globe.